Right now it's 6:19 on the ticket, and it's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and Generator Super Center.
All right, one of the classic pieces of audio, not only in ticket history, but in American history, is the famous blooper dealing with Cynthia Izaguirre when she was in another state. She was a news anchor, and she was commenting on this guy who had climbed Mount Everest, but he was blind. Well, when she's doing the news story, she's teasing it, saying, coming up next, we're going to talk to a guy who climbed Mount Everest, but he's gay. He's blind. He's gay. She messed it up. You're going to hear it in this clip, in this longer clip. Well, I had not realized that she had addressed this on Channel 8 one time. Because, and that was triggered by Andy Cohen had a show called, Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. And he had on the three guys from Anchorman. So he has on Will Ferrell, Steve Carell, and Paul Rudd. Now, this is where Paul Rudd originally sees Cynthia Izaguirre's blooper.
Okay.
And, Junes, you were talking about hearing a podcast recently in which Paul Rudd was on with Amy Poehler, and he was talking about how he loves watching old news bloopers, and one of his, and his favorite is the anchor who misidentified a blind climber as gay. So even Paul Rudd's favorite news blooper is Cynthia Izaguirre's. Cynthia Izaguirre, of course, from Channel 8 here. She's still there, right?
Yep, of course.
Yeah.
Main anchor.
So they play the clip of Watch What Happens Live with Carell and Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell seeing it for the first time. They're playing like a quiz show. You've got to guess what the blooper is before they play it, you know, and Andy Cohen sets it up and they got to guess, and then they see it for the first time. Well, after that, after they play the clip, so you're going to hear a clip within a clip and then back to the news desk currently in 2013 when she addressed this at the Channel 8 news desk, she gives you the backstory as to why she messed up and called a blind guy gay. We've always had our theories. June's, your pet theory was
that her co-anchor was gay and that off the air during that commercial break, he was telling her about his love life. So she had it front and center on her mind. And then she came back on and said gay because she had just been talking to her gay co-host.
All right. And George,
I don't really have a theory as to why she did it. You know, we all have blank spaces and we say weird things. The only thing that I think about it is, as you said, 2013 is when she last addressed it. This happened, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, this was, gosh, I don't even know how long ago it was. It's got to be over 20 years now.
Okay, over 20 years ago.
Because the original footage looks like it was shot with a potato. It's so low def.
I just look at it as, with each passing year, does poor Cynthia think, okay, this year, surely no one's going to talk about it this year, and I won't have to hear this on the ticket or anywhere else.
And yet it just follows
her
everywhere.
Yeah, here we go, and yeah.
Okay, and even in this clip, they will also play another clip of when Eric Weihenmayer, the actual climber who was blind but misdiagnosed with gayness by Cynthia Izaguirre.
He's gay!
He was on Channel 8 many years later, and then they addressed it together.
By the way,
wow. Yeah, so there's a lot in this. All right, let's take a listen.
Last night...
The male anchor that you're hearing here with Cynthia is Ron Corning, who used to be with Channel 8.
Yeah, we know
Ron.
So last night on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, Will Ferrell and Steve Carell were there, and they had a moment, an anchor man moment.
My expense.
Sue Simmons, who is a well-known New York anchor who had a bit of a guffaw on the air and used that four-letter word and wasn't fired, hosted a segment with...
Do you remember her? Sue Simmons was the, what the F are you looking at? She just yells it really loud. Remember when they were going to break?
And she thought they were off camera?
Yeah, she thought they were off camera, and it went over the air, and it was just really very strong language. Anyway, so Sue Simmons.
We need to revisit that.
Yeah.
Anchor People bloopers, and somebody we know.
Oh, I haven't seen this. Let's
somebody
see.
We know made the cut. We were tweeted about it this morning by a number of people. Here's just one of those tweets. All right, you had a career moment last night at WFAA, Izzy, on Watch What Happens Live. Take a look.
The next one is Cynthia Izaguirre from KOAT Action 7 News. Now, Cynthia is reporting on a blind mountain climber. What does she call him instead of blind?
Any ideas?
Bland.
Okay, bland.
Mountain climber.
Let's see.
Eric
Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. He's gay.
Same thing.
Wait a second. That doesn't sound anything like blind.
Exactly the same thing.
You know,
you're such a
and
good
I, I'm just going to be honest. I really don't think it's that funny.
I
swear to God, I don't think it's that funny, but if y'all think it's funny...
And Will Ferrell...
Oh, go for goodness. It. Laugh all you
and
want.
And Steve Carell think it's funny. Now, remember, the mountain climber, his name...
Eric Weihenmayer.
Eric Weihenmayer was here in our studio just a couple years ago.
10 years after that blooper in New Mexico when I worked there.
And thanked Izzy for helping make his career, basically. Have a look at that.
Oh, wow, you pulled it.
No, please, I should be thanking you. It's the greatest thing ever. In fact, I just thought somebody maybe like wrote gay instead of blind down on the script or something like that.
So. Oh, no, that was what we call a spontaneous, brilliant ad lib. Let's talk about what's happening with you.
Yeah, so there you go. He was really gracious about it. And as you explained, you'd been doing a story previous to that, I think about Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
No. I had been doing a story about a lesbian woman in San Francisco. And so we had complete team coverage about her. And coming out of it, gay was on the mind.
Right.
And I've got to talk about a blind man and gay came out of my mouth.
Well, Eric Weihenmayer uses that clip before he introduces himself
he sure
at speaking
does.
Engagements around the country.
And here's
it's the perfect icebreaker.
And you know, my mom has always said, you know, no hay mal que por bien no venga. There's nothing
exactly.
bad that happens to you.
Wait a second. There's a few things here I want to comment on. One,
the
it's funny that
team coverage of the lesbian.
Complete team coverage yeah. of a lesbian in San Francisco. What is that?
Why did she add that?
And what does that include? How do you have complete
We are getting reports now that there is a lesbian in San Francisco.
Let's go live now to the Golden Gate Bridge.
We have not spotted the lesbian out here yet, but we are looking for shorter haircuts, possibly an iPod with a Indigo Girls playlist going. Back to you guys.
Okay, just know that we have complete team coverage of this lesbian
now,
on
now
the
we
loose
go to
in
Mission
San
Street and we complete team coverage of a lesbian in San Francisco.
Let's start saying we have that on every story that we're
yeah
the cowboy story whatever it is that we have complete team coverage
not just team coverage
right.
complete
yes.
team coverage. So that's weird. I think it's also funny that Eric Wine, I don't know how you say his name now because I've heard a few different pronunciations. Eric
Weihenmayer,
that he uses the clip in his canned intro every time he speaks somewhere. That it's his opener.
Yeah.
Which is genius on his part. I mean, think about it. Would we even know his name if it wasn't for this blooper?
No way.
The guy freaking climbed Everest while blind.
Awesome accomplishment. We only know him because he was called gay.
Because he was diagnosed with gayness by a news anchor. That's the only reason we know it. And then, I think it's crazy that she doesn't think it's funny.
I know. I think that's her way of downplaying it.
Well, but even Eric Weihenmayer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's blind and he can see how funny it is.
She doesn't think it's funny because she's the butt of the joke.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then there's one other thing I wanted to talk about, but now I can't remember it, so let's listen again. Okay.
That clip before he introduces himself
he sure
at
does.
Speaking engagements around the country.
And here's
it's the perfect icebreaker.
And you know, my mom has always said, you know, no hay mal que por bien no venga. There's nothing
exactly.
bad that happens to you.
That right there. Did Ron Corning really understand it immediately when she said that Spanish phrase?
No.
But he throws in exactly.
Exactly.
I mean.
It.
country.
And
it's
here's
the
some
perfect icebreaker.
And you know, my mom has always said, you know, no hay mal que por bien no venga. There's nothing
exactly.
bad that happens to you that in the end it won't be used for good. And I always thought about that, and I'm like, mom was wrong about this, but in the end she was right because
right?
it opened doors for him.
And you gave
thought
a nation
that?
A bunch of laughs last night. All right, we'll be back right after
I
this.
I got all your tweets.
A lot
Thank
more
you.
To come.
Stay with us. He's so mad right now.
So
here we are in 2026, still just dying laughing over the thing.
It's so great. And yes, she should embrace it because it has brought so much joy to people.
Yes.
Yes. Laughter is great medicine.
And as the comment section, there were several great comments there supportive of this. One person said, finally, someone realizes how hard it is to climb a mountain when you're gay. Another person said, I loved her reporting when the Supreme Court legalized blind marriage.
Oh, man.
And another person defended her, saying, to be fair, Eric had accidentally picked out pink spandex gear for his Everest climb. He couldn't quite see what he was picking out
right.
for his mountaineer gig outfit. He said, another person pointed out, yes, it is hard to climb in 9-inch heels. Okay.
All right.
All right. And then someone asked about Ron, said, who's the male anchor? He is so cute. Is he blind? someone else pointed out, they quoted Cynthia in this audio we just listened to when she said, and gay came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Someone else responded, girl, that's literally the opposite of what happens to me.
Right.
It's very sensitive. It's very sensitive. And you'll like this one. Someone commented, she went to my university. Go Mean Green.
That's right. And I was just yep. about to say, of all the folks that North Texas has put out in broadcasting, she is at the top of the list.
Yeah.
She's really, really good.
A huge, wildly successful career.
Yes.
And you can be that great, but you're immortalized for your worst moment.
What are you doing?
that's the other one we were talking about from New York. Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow we need to go listen to that one in context.
And Sue Simmons is like the Clarice of that market,
really?
I think. Yeah, she's been there for like 30 years, 40 years. I mean, she's an institution. So when that flew out of her mouth one night on the broadcast, it really startled everyone.
So the 65-year-olds watching that are like,
yeah, spitting out their insure all over the TV. All right. So there you go. There's the backstory of why, at least Cynthia's version of why gay came out of her mouth instead of blind at that particular moment, because they had team coverage of a lesbian in San Francisco.